This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
But aside from that, this morning we're also taking a look at the power sector as part of our local news spotlight this morning, because moves are afoot to reform the domestic power industry via the Malaysian Electric Supply Industry 2.0 Master Plan.
So IPPs, or independent power producers, will be allowed to source coal and gas from third parties instead of traditionally they used to source a lot of it from, or if not all of it, from Tenaga Nasional under a so-called PPA, or Power Purchase Agreement. The current model, according to Yobin, does not encourage IPPs to source for cheaper fuels at fuel sources, and cost increments are covered by the PPAs.
Yeah, the Energy Commission will now offer supplementary agreements to the IPPs to enable them to procure their own coal and gas as soon as the first half of 2021. Now, the government also plans to do away with the power purchase agreements or PPAs that offer guaranteed capacity and energy payments. Now, in the past, PPAs provide independent power producers with fixed payments to set up the plant, known as guarantee of capacity payment, as well as energy payments for how much power is actually supplied. If we look back at some of the contracts that were in the past, right, Julian? I mean, you are old enough to remember the first generation. YTL Power was the first, and the PPAs were very generous. The IRRs were above, I think, double digit, at least 12-13%, which was pretty unheard of in its day. Of course, some of the IRRs have come down, the internal rate of returns have come down, but they're still very attractive. And to me, this is a good move, because it would just mean lower energy costs for the consumer, since we're not going to pay so much anymore.
Xiaoling, I'm also old enough to remember that great big blackout, I think way back in 1992, the nation was just plunged into darkness. And shortly after that, none other than Tun Dr. Mahathir, the Prime Minister at the time, proposed this idea of a PPA. And so PPAs came out as a result to be an alternative to Tenaga Nasional, just in case we had another great big blackout. But the contracts were kind of twisted, right?
They were very generous.
Yeah, favoring the PPAs just to allow them, guarantee them to make a profit. And that does not, is not good for today, because we are looking at an environment where you need more competition. And the world, as Yobin says, is changing quite a lot because we're going into electrification, digitalization, and so on.
So now under this new rules, future PPAs are going to consist of capacity payments, but they are going to exclude the locked-in energy payments because the rationale for this was that it incentivizes suppliers to prioritize plants that can generate power at a cheaper price. Now, future PPAs are also expected to be rolled out via capacity auction by the end of 2023 at the earliest. Because I guess, yeah, the overall idea here is to move away from the PPA regime to capacity and energy markets, because the government also does plan to introduce the improved new enhanced dispatch arrangement platform, or the NADA Plus, to allow power producers with excess capacity to essentially sell that capacity and that energy.
Yeah, actually, this is all part, if you ask me, of this move towards just getting electricity to be less of a monopoly, right, when you think about it. So you have it at the IPP level, at the independent power producer levels. You have an open market, which is fair. So now you don't have a PPA, which means that by right, you should source for your own coal, because it's all about being the lowest cost producer. Now, the other liberalization we're seeing in the electricity sector is actually at the retail segment, which is now, imagine as a consumer, you can choose which power company is going to, you know, transmit electricity to your house. Last time it's automatic. There's only one electricity company for all consumers, and that is Tenaga. So we're going to move towards a Singapore model where, you know, you can have many companies offering different rates which suit your household, like almost like mobile phone. You choose the package that suits you, how much capacity you're going to want, what price you want to pay, and that's just going to be good, because you're probably going to have a much lower bill at the end of the month.
Yeah, more competition is definitely very good for the consumers, and you'll be in actually also talks about peer-to-peer electricity trading. She talks about disruption in the electric sector.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.